You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combination of your hosts, Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com, Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com, Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com, and John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy.
Let's get nerdy indeed.
What's up, everybody? What's
hey, going on? I'm here with Michael Money Glidewell.
Oh shit! God damn it! It's fucking money. God damn it!
Sorry. Listen, guys, life is hard on the hail trail, and sometimes you got wardrobe malfunctions.
Yeah. Hang on, I'm a little sweaty.
get that shit off your brow. You okay? Sorry, yeah. Okay. All right. That's good.
All right.
Hey, we're here at the Midwest Auto Dent Repair or the Indianapolis Auto Spa, depending on which wall you look at. And man, living the dream.
It's been a good time, man. I came up about 40 minutes up here to meet John and Tom. And
I appreciate you coming all this way, bro. Like, yeah, man. For real. I don't think I've even said that yet. We've been hanging out for a couple hours.
You're like 10 hours from Minnesota to be here.
It's just nice. You come up, you say hi, you hang out.
How you like your stay here at Hoosierville so far?
So far, so good. So far, so good. We got Andy Patrick in the house.
What up, Andy Patrick?
We got Facebook users galore. What up? Guys, click the fucking link. We'll see your names. Andy knows how to click the link. Anyway.
Well, he does have a podcast. He knows how to use
it. Yeah, that's a thing.
Click the link, y'all.
And tune in to Ginger Bros Dent Show. Wednesday night. I think it's tomorrow night. It's Ginger Bro.
Yep. Wednesday. They were really busy. I know they skipped last week.
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Andy's on vacation. There is no Ginger Bros tomorrow, as far as I'm aware.
But
next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Okay.
Next Wednesday.
But to fill that spot, little announcement, guys. RWO will be on tomorrow night. Sorry, I haven't said anything.
Sliding in, gliding.
We're gonna have on
sliding
Mr. the Birdman who flies in any weather, Mr. Kevin Bird, y'all. He'll be on.
Kevin
and
Bird, how'd you get that?
Man, dude? It was fuck a lister like that. It's hard to get. And then we got Sheldon K, Mr.
Sheldon
MT, so,
K.
So we're gonna talk a little bit of Vegas coming up.
Oh shit! Yeah, have you guys booked Vegas yet? You booked Vegas?
Fuck yeah!
I booked Vegas.
That shit.
Tom, you booked Vegas?
I'm pushing.
Fucking asshole. Actually, my wife's are you going to Vegas?
No, sir.
He's a hard no. A hard no. We're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
We're going to get to that shortly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait.
Right. He was. I'm gonna introduce him here in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Before we get to that, okay. Like, look.
Don't rush things.
I've been quiet. You've been quiet. Mm-hmm. Everybody's been quiet. Yeah. Why have we been so quiet? Guys, hail is falling all over the fucking world.
Hallelujah. It's been hailing everywhere.
Hallelujah.
It's been hailing.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to say how thankful we are for hail, even though we bitch about it and it's stressful. But
I am thankful. You know, my wife called me today. Her and my daughter had a little bit of a spat. And I was like, honey, I'm so sorry. Like,
she's here.
Honey, it's gonna be okay. I think we're gonna make it.
Money good.
Ah, Ted Cunahan, the Black Magic. He's booking Vegas. Let's go.
We're gonna have a great time. I can't wait to talk to those two guys.
We have an occasional gamer. He's doing SEMA. He's got a fucking
Fuck yeah, dude.
He's got a goggles on. He's in the metaverse. Are you doing virtual SEMA or real SEMA? Probably occasional gamer. I don't know who that is, but I love the profile pic. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, it is.
Teddy's in the house.
Ted's having hell in his area well. Dude. Oh, we got you, Break I Fix. What up?
What up, yo?
Dude is a gangster. Have you seen him?
No.
On TikTok or Instagram?
I'll check him out.
Check him out. He's a body guy, right. And he's dabbling. Love he's it. Dabbling in the PDR. David White wants to know what the hell we're doing. What do you think,
David?
What
fucking
do you
White.
Think, David?
Man, he was like in some other country, like on a vacation or something. Looked pretty dope.
Oh yeah, I think he went to Greece, dude.
Damn, dude,
gangster. Yeah.
Damn.
He had some very cool pics.
Hell yeah.
Sup, suckers.
Sup, fool.
Bless this year with hail. Stressful. Hey, listen. Here's the thing about hail. Like, hail falls. It's stressful. You freak out. You work 12, 14-hour days. And then when the dust settles this October, like, you can buy the best football tickets. You can go wherever you want on vacation. You can do whatever you want. It's a beautiful thing.
Upper lower level.
And we can sit on the upper lower level. West Texas on the hail trail.
So
get
it,
Teddy.
How's
get it,
everybody's
Teddy.
Hail season going so far? Let's sit some comments up, you guys. How's y'all's hail season going?
What up, what up?
Because Indiana got a shit ton.
This Facebook user has no hail. That's hard to hear.
Sorry, man.
It was a Mediterranean cruise for David White. I love it, dude.
I saw it on Facebook, man. It looked pretty dope.
Yeah. That was paid for from hailstorms from years gone past.
Yep.
Or maybe this year. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe David White is just like, make that money, get that cruise. Make that money, get that cruise. Like, I don't know how he's rolling, but yeah. We're glad to see you're doing well,
Thank
too,
you,
man.
Dave. We appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, yeah. What up? Jeffrey Hughes, my closest follower. Hey, look behind me, Jeff. You know, I know. That's all we need to know. David says he married up. Good for you,
my
bro.
Man.
Good for you.
I'm buying you a drink, dog.
I ain't home like that.
So we cheers to that. She's a lucky woman, by the way.
I would imagine so. Yeah. I mean, I like Dave.
She's good shit.
Good shit for sure. So yeah, we're here in Indy. We don't need to be secretive about it.
No, man, where are we at?
There's a fuck ton of hail up in here. We're at the. I already said we're at the Midwest Auto Dent Repair and or Indianapolis Auto Spa. Oh, Matt Moore.
We got an A-lister.
Matt Moore's in the house?
Matt Moore. What's up, buddy?
Now I'm totally in.
I tell you what, you're invested.
I'm invested in this conversation.
Are you puffily invested? We are puffily invested in this podcast.
Matt, we were talking earlier. You know,
man, if we had some Matt Moore systems in place, I'll be crying. things would be better, even better than they are now.
Yep. Shout out.
Oh yeah, too damn hot for the puff these days, he says. All right, take it easy, Puff Daddy.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, you'll get there.
Oh yeah, yeah, black and yellow.
I bet you. David. Oh yeah, the black and yellow. Hey, that brings me to a quick question, guys. Quick question. So the golds came out a little more than a month ago now, maybe two. I can't even keep track. I've been in Iowa. I've been here. I've been trying to keep up at home everywhere. So the gold Reaper tabs came out. Do you guys have a preference? Like, some people have told me they prefer the purples. Some people like the fat shaft. Are you a fat shafter?
Well,
or do you like the purple?
I like the girth. I love the girth of the yellow shaft of the shaft.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing. Can we all say it together?
Girthy. Oh, I have the old school. Actually, do you guys want to know? Here's a little inside baseball. Look at this shirt. You remember? You have one of these shirts.
I do.
Before they came out, the Reaper tabs were going to be red, but some other red tabs came out, and we said, all right, screw that.
But do they know the origin of the purple and gold?
Well, the purple and gold. I mean, it's Minnesota, baby. Okay, you know, we got the Vikings. We got the Minneapolis Lakers. Purple and gold, people. Let's go.
And Kobe Bryant.
We don't associate with rapists. I mean, Kobe.
Enough sports talk for
tonight. That'll be enough sports talk for tonight.
This cookie dough whiskey. It's pretty
good. You like it?
It's pretty good. I mean, I'm not gonna. You're not gonna eat it.
Cookies. I love whiskey.
What? Oh, tonight
they don't go together. Oh, tonight's podcast brought to you by Tom Poland's bottle of Angel's Envy Rye.
Sorry, Tom.
This was full once upon a time, and it's not that way anymore. So there you go.
Only the best.
He says, I need pocket tees. Any color works extra large.
Excellent. He's put like pins.
Listen.
$100 bills.
Jeff, you're old enough to remember the Fonz. Just fucking roll your pack of eaters up in your sleeve there, bud. And they'll be fine. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'll fucking have one right now. I think I just put one
pocket
out.
Pocket tees are actually a good idea. Put your logo there.
Yeah.
You put your Reaper tabs in
the very first Reaper tee says Dent Reaper on the back, and it says Gray Duck Dent Tools on the pocket.
Ah, vintage.
There's only one in existence. Mm. I think I've worn it.
Is that on the website for $1 million?
Like this. Uh-huh. Let's see. Ooh, purple and good tees. Oh, purple and gold tees. Yeah. Ah, we could maybe. That would, yeah, that would. Dang, he's smart. He's smart. No wonder he was able to marry you. The wife wants to hear you say, you betcha. Oh, geez. I don't know why you need to hear me say you betcha, but, you know, I'm willing to oblige. You betcha. Go get a hot dish. Have a barley pop, you know. We're going up to the lake. The Wallies, I hear, are biting the chop. Is real good up on the lake there, you know. And
we need a Google Translator.
Hey, there's slush in my beer.
Oh, shit. That's cheers, a good day. That's an old beer.
Hell yeah. Buddy. Look at the background. Look at those clouds.
I think this hailed before we even got together today.
Yeah.
I was literally on my way from Columbus, Indiana, which is about 40 minutes from here. Drove up here to see John and Tom, and me and my buddy Billy, who we'll introduce here in a minute. We were working together today, and man, fucking hail hit, dude, on the way here. Hit the town we literally left. It'll hit again today.
Do you think it hit the car you fixed? And do you think you're going to have to refix that car?
No, sir. We build that sumbitch.
That's been bailed. That's going to be another deductible.
Well, that's because
another claim.
That's for using electronic software such as DentMate. Shout out.
Get that shit DentMate. Where would you find out about that?
Like, go to DentMatePro.com. Your simple solution for invoicing and estimating.
I've heard of this.
But if you electronically estimate it and send it before you leave, you're good.
You got proof.
So let that hit that car again. That'd be great.
The proof is in the pudding. All right. Let's get on to the. Because I know Tom needs to leave soon. Yeah, you want to pull in? Pull in, Tom.
Come on, Tom.
Just pull this chair like right between us. So you're in the middle.
Do you need a biscuit or a heater?
Nah, you don't need a biscuit. Oh, he's going to use Mac tools.
You can raise that up, too. A little taller.
Raise it up.
Taller shot caller.
I'm Let's go higher.
Here we have Tom Pullen of Midwest Dent Repair and or Indianapolis Auto Spa, depending on which wall you look at.
Tom was nice enough to open his doors up for us, even though you're working here. But he was opening our door for the show, and, you know,
yeah,
good.
That was part of the contract.
Dude.
To have John down. So he needed this, and I needed no scooters.
Dude,
so no scooters?
Yeah, last time he was here, we had a slight scooter incident.
Oh, yeah.
I took him out a bit too early. Yep.
There's a whole video on my IG if you go down to, like, 20.
It's worth watching.
That was 2021.
So, yeah, I was going to say, 2 years ago, I came up from Columbus, Indiana on Tuesday and came here. And Tom, fantastic, dude. Like, he literally.
Oh, yeah, he revamped his whole shop, dude.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's, like, quadrupled his square footage.
Well, we needed it with the spa part.
Yeah.
It didn't. When it hailed last time, and we had just opened the doors, and we rented part of this, and we had, you know, him and Fetty and Bucknell and a few people out here, and they were pushing out of just a complete dungeon over here.
Yeah.
So this place had a stage, and, like, this dude, like, rented this, and he had a band.
Well, that's on my IG, too. We did the promo for the podcast on the stage.
Metallica.
Something like that,
Ride the light.
Hey, you had the American flag behind you?
Right there. America. And,
Straight out of the 80s. Dude, seriously, this place is beautiful, man. Like, I can tell you put a lot of fucking work into this.
Yeah.
Every detail, I mean, revamp
my shop.
You'd have to get a shop first.
Well, my garage.
Okay. Well, I'll still come.
Every hat will be off the wall except for Midwest.
Now, we're proud of you.
We got to get rid of these hats.
Big shit. I'm proud of you, man.
You've done amazing things. And, I'm proud, too.
And I love Indianapolis. I'm a Colts season.
When did I first meet you? Was that probably 19-ish, 20-ish? Mitchell's?
Mitchell's his first.
His first.
101. Dent's 101.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You were there.
Yep, I did. That's where I met you. Well, I met you before that, but we.
Yeah, that's where we.
A few beers, we became.
That's where we bonded. Weird. Bonding will happen. It should say that on whiskey bottles.
Right. That was awesome. I remember that. It's great.
That was a good time.
That was a great time. Really and Mitchell has been teasing about doing another workshop, and he needs to.
Jim, get that shit together.
You talk to him tomorrow.
All right, Jim will be on tomorrow.
RWO podcast tomorrow.
He needs to hook up and do the first Indianapolis tech meetup with me down
there. That would be fun.
Yeah. Cool. Matt Moore wants to know if we're going to PDR Expo, and he's talking about Vegas, September 15th and 16th. Yes, we are.
I'm in.
PDRExpo.com. I have my room booked, and I'm going, and you might see us competing.
Yeah.
Okay?
So tomorrow
there might be a Dent Nerds competition.
Of course, we've talked, you know, Kevin's been on other podcasts. We talked about we're going to have a relay this year. It's going to be interesting. Mm-hmm. We've had the tag team event. I've competed in that before. We've had the Dent Trials, the Dent Olympics, all that stuff. But, dude, the Dent Relay is going to be
sick.
Do you know which tools you're using in the relay?
We don't.
Limited?
It's limited, I think.
Yeah, you get 8 tools.
But it's more about the show that's going to happen.
Yeah. We are not concerned about quality of our
We are not going to fix that dent.
Listen, if you got a 4-person team and you want to win the quality Dent Nerds team, not a worry. Not a worry.
No, but don't miss it.
You're going to want to see
it. Yeah, it's going to be something else.
We're bringing the heat. We're bringing the heat.
Oh, yeah. We are going to win, though.
Mm-hmm. Here we go, says Andy. Scooters are banned. Yes, scooters are banned.
Heard scooters are the devil.
So, should we tell that story, Tom? Or no, it's a regular cigar, Ted.
You really need a Jack here.
Yeah, Jack should be here.
No wacky tobacco in the cigar.
Oh, Andy wants to know if we're coming to Dixon, Tennessee, November 18th for the Dents for Kids meetup.
Fuck yeah.
Round 2.
Why would we not go to that?
I think I ain't.
Yeah.
So Andy did Dents for Kids for the first time last year, and it was a blast. And if you're doing it again, I'm booking my flight.
Nashville, Tennessee.
ASAP.
Fun as hell.
That's a really good pizza.
And great calls too, man. Dents for Kids is awesome. Well, Dents for Kids or Toys for Tots, whatever.
Yeah,
it's good to chill.
So many good and then, you know, you go to the show, you have fun, and then you go downtown. Just book your hotel in downtown Nashville. We figure out how to get down there. We share Ubers. Yeah. We rent cars. We whatever.
You could karaoke and smoke cigars and drink lots and lots of beverages.
Yeah.
And it's a good time.
I'll come without the family this time so I can actually hang out.
It's live.
Seven P's, Tom.
You think my actual one?
Do you know the do you know the seven P's? Seven P's?
Well, tell us, John.
Prior proper planning prevents piss poor performance.
Exactly.
Oh, proper prior planning prevents piss poor performance. How dare I? I missed a piece.
Tomato, tomato.
Hell yeah, says Andy. Yeah, so yes, I'm going to Nashville for
I'll
sure.
I'll be there. I ain't gonna miss it. Hell, I worked that day. I missed most of the actual hangout at Andy's shop.
I didn't see you there. All I saw was your face.
You showed up late.
I rolled up at like 5 o'clock. I had to work, dude.
Yeah, and I almost scratched your, I almost ruined your brand new leather seats with my, the Brandon Schmidt's truck
bed cap puller thingy, which was very sharp and razorish, and I said, "John, stop!"
Yeah, and I put it in the pouch.
He literally froze. He was like, "What's up?" I'm like, "Dude, it's sticking out of your back pocket."
I put it in the back pocket of his seat, and I've never seen it again. How's that thing work?
It's working great, though.
Ah, so man, I was
waiting on it. It's just Mike Glidewell.
Right. Like, I'm gonna keep this.
I'm still waiting on mine. That was a cool looking tool. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Well, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas.
Nice.
Get on it, Brandon. We want more of them.
So, guys, let's just shout out that Andy's thing one more time. Guys, bring some toys. Let's help the kids out. Let's party. Check out Andy's shop. It's awesome. So.
And hey, you want to know what else? Do you know what else? It's a write-off. See you there, motherfucker.
Trademark.
Who's buying the beer? Everyone. Everyone. Somebody said family equals dream killers. What? What the fuck?
Damn.
Dude, that reminds me of the Louis C.K. bit. He's like, these babies are so beautiful, and they're so beautiful and tiny, and they have these beautiful tiny little feet. And you want to know what they do with these beautiful tiny little feet? They stomp all over your dreams. You have a baby, you're done. It's over.
Damn,
it's a great bit.
Well, obviously, Fetty's special old fashions are working tonight.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Gene Fetty.
Gene Fetty. Hey, guy. Thanks for teaching Tom to make an old fashioned.
I'm a snob, and this is really good. Good job, bartender.
I'm trying. I'm learning.
Learn from the best, the Fetty man.
And he wraps them. He wraps them in these special napkins.
A beer koozie.
They're amazing.
I got this new beer koozie. It's pretty fucking awesome. Thank you. I like it.
Yeah. That's a Hail Guys beer koozie if I ever seen one.
Well, you nerds have fun.
That's Vinny D, says Andy. That's Vince. You out of here?
You out of here, Tom Poland?
I am.
We'll lock up. Right. We'll lock up, bro.
I got you.
We got you.
You guys be good?
Yeah.
We'll be semi good.
We'll be really good.
But it'll still be here when you get here tomorrow morning.
There's still more cookie dough whiskey in the freezer. So.
All right. I'll see you at noonish tomorrow.
I'm sure I will. Hold on.
You may wake up and see me laying right here behind this soccer mom.
Hey, soccer moms need their hail fish,
hey,
too.
You got to get that
and
shit.
And guess what? Jake pays the same. Whether it's a soccer mom or a fucking hot rod.
Thanks, Jake.
Mom,
State Farm.
Thank you.
Have you seen that SNL bit
with
Jake from State Farm?
With Drake?
No. He takes over the house, and the dude's like,
You just look it up.
Jake, I know why he's seen
State Farm SNL. Right. Oh my God. He's like, why are you still here? Well, Jake thinks it's a good idea if the kids go to church.
Did you see the one with Drake from State Farm?
No.
He had like some khakis on and the fucking chest Drake. It's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. Funny shit.
God's plan.
It is. Tis.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, let's get another guest in here.
We need another guest.
Oh, we got, you know. Let's introduce. Come on in here, dude.
Coming into the scene, Billy. What's your name, Bill?
Billy Lawson.
Billy Lawson. This guy has been a friend of mine for 15 years, I think. 15 or so years. I met Billy today, 15 years ago.
At least so.
Billy, how long you been pushing Hell Dog?
I've been in business since 94, but probably been pushing 25 years.
25 years. Well,
I've been in the industry 29.
Yeah, 29.
You said 94, and then you said 25 years, and the math don't check out because it's 2023.
I've been in since November of 94.
November of 94. Do the math yourselves, everybody.
You were in middle school.
Hey, Siri. What's 2023 minus 1994?
That's 29.
That's 29. She said it's 29.
You got to take into account learning how, trying to survive, and
oh yeah. You know, well, you everybody learn. Struggled in the beginning.
I've learned a ton from this guy.
I can't imagine though. Yeah. 29 years ago, the struggle. Like, I mean, when I first started in 2010, there was a very select few YouTube video. Pardon me, folks. How rude. There was a select few YouTube videos like. I think Sal Contreras, Mike Toledo. There was a couple YouTube videos out there.
Yeah.
And, but yeah.
I mean, this is back when, Bill, you can attest to this. Well, we had to make our own fucking shit.
Yeah.
I was kind of on the cusp of that one. You know, of course, we had Dick Craft, A1 Ultra, those type companies, and some other companies, PDQ. And I remember, like, Tim, or, you know, yeah. My business partner, Tim Boyd. He was like, dude, we had to make our own shit. Like, literally. If you needed a set tool, you would just make it.
Well, you see my slide hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's...
Yeah, that thing is gangster.
That's gangster, dude. They could, like, we could, like, redesign that and fucking...
Oh.
I've searched for another one ever since I found that one, and I've never been on
We'll talk about that later, guys. Just keep that on down low.
Yeah, we're keeping that on the down low. That's another... Hill trail moment.
God, I know it's sad in here today. I'm so fucking sad, like emotional and shit.
Yeah. I'm going to take it back to those old school tools.
But anyways, I've known Billy for 15 years. Billy has worked for us, helped my company out many a fucking storms. Called him into this one. This one's been stressful. And I'm going to have another podcast, not for tomorrow night, but a couple weeks from now with Ryan Hampton and John Yeager. They're going to be on.
Whoa. Yeah. You're going to have John Yeager and Ryan Hampton?
Yeah.
On the same podcast?
Yeah. It, dude, trust me, the scheduling is
tough. No. Listen.
The scheduling is tough.
You can't. I want to talk to Hampton.
Talk to Hampton.
When you get hit with hell, you just say, I want to talk to Hampton.
Well, honestly, in this storm, this is, and I'll go into a little bit of that. I'm going to save this for that podcast, but it was hard to find, like, technicians. Of course, Billy was... We got lucky shit to get Billy, and you know it was tough.
Well, where are you from, Billy?
Well, I'm from Florida, but I live an hour from where he wanted to work, so it wasn't.
Oh, okay,
yeah. So it's kind of nice to find a local guy from Indiana.
I was home for a couple of days, taking a couple week break, and it held, and I had to drive 1,000 miles in one night to get my camper to come back here.
Let's get back to the 90s grind, because I want to know. I want to know every.
Let's
fucking...
go back. Let's go back to the time machine. Let's
get the hot tub. Diddle it. We're going back in time, folks.
Tell us about
what happened in. Take me through 94 to 2003. What happened?
There was no business aspect of it back in those days. We went in.
You were like magicians.
The curtain was closed. Remember, is that?
Did you close the curtain?
I never personally did. I mean, I've seen and heard guys doing it, but they act like they were doing it to try to keep it a secret, but really we was all sucked and we was cracking paint. We didn't know. You know, he was nervous, didn't want no one watching over your shoulder.
That looks,
you
know? Great. I can see that.
You know, we had a trick where you'd spit on the cracked paint and flip a cigarette ash in there and look like bird shit.
Yeah, I've heard that trick.
Is that a thing?
Yep.
It was a thing.
God, I smoke. I never knew. So Tim never heard of that.
I'm gonna tell a quick story real quick. Tim went to, when me and Tim started working together back in the day, it was back when I first started. He had went away to what was that place? Kansas.
Oh my God. Look at this. Ted says he was born in 1994.
Bro.
He's got tools out now.
I was drinking liquor, chasing women. I wasn't smoking cigars yet. Anyways, Tim went to Dodge City, Kansas. He was telling me the story. He went into this dealer deal, and Tim, you know, Tim, fucking glass and shit, you know, thinking, doing the best he could. Working with these guys, and this big muscle guy said, walks in and says, "Where's Tim? I want to know where he's at." And Tim was like, "I'm right here."
Tim who?
Tim Boyd. My business partner, Tim Boyd. He goes, "Where's Tim?" And Tim was like, "Right here." This is the guy running the shit. You know, he comes over and he goes, "What the hell are you doing, man?" He goes, "Why are you setting standards here?" He said, and Tim goes, "Well, I was just trying to do the best work I can, sir." You know, and the guy goes, "Fuck that." He goes, "Quit setting standards." He goes, and he goes, "There was a door dent." He goes, Tim had fixed it. He goes, "That's a fucking door dent." He took a fucking something and burned it. He said, "That's fucking bird shit." And threw the cigarette or something. He burned it with it.
I never heard that story.
You never heard that story? He said, "That's bird shit. Fuck that." So,
man,
I don't know. So this was a long time ago. So
that's crazy. Like you think about those old days, and now to where we are now. Like how does it make you feel? Like being, because I didn't start till 2010, so. I remember like the way I was trained, it was like, if a body man walks up to you, you turn off your light, you walk away, you put your tools down, you don't talk to him, you don't say shit.
Well, it makes me regret a lot, because if only you knew what this was going to turn into. Back then it was just, we just went and got as much money as we could, wouldn't spend it that night because we were going to make more tomorrow.
Right.
I love that shit, dude. That's fucking, you know, OG.
We didn't care what, I mean, there was a few guys that cared, but.
Yeah.
You know, wow. I'm sure all the Dent Wizard guys cared. They were trying to run a proper business, but, you know, us, I don't remember what they called us back then, but.
Yeah, well, you're like,
but we were independent. Well, like we were independent, so we were just hacks.
You know? Yeah, oh, those fucking hacks. They don't have wizard hats on.
Yeah.
But this, I mean, the industry's changed a lot, obviously. Billy's.
It's totally different.
It's really, I mean, even since I started.
Yeah, it's evolved.
Mean, and when did you start, like?
I started in 01. I went to Kansas City and I learned from Terry Siegel. I've talked about that before. And really, I got good training from him. I came back. I still needed to practice and learn. And I met Tim, and Tim kind of guided me. And 7 years later, I became his business partner. And he taught me a lot. And I've always been a student. I've always learned. And, you know, and yeah.
That's my favorite fucking thing about the Hail Trail, is when you get to work next to somebody new.
Yeah.
And pick up those fucking little learned, tips.
You know, yeah. Like, look at all the cold blue stuff.
Yeah.
We were just using that today. I mean, the new, you know, the Dent Slayer, shout out to you, Matt Boyett.
Yeah.
The cold glue, this cold snap, the new setup.
Yeah.
Use that today. And it's different. You know, it's kind of weird. It's like, I did a rail today and I just kind of knocked out about 7-8 dents, all, you know, blending them all down afterwards.
Yeah. So I had this trail lock. I'm looking at it right now. Super tight braces.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little funky. When I cross-checked, it was a little funky. And I knew if I stuck another whale tail through there, it was just going to bugger it up more. And I used my fucking cold glue.
You mentioned that today, actually.
Oh, yeah. Because I
used my cold glue to smooth it out. Yeah. And yeah, that, I mean,
It's
man, we could have had that stuff 20 years ago.
I know, right? I mean, man. Of course, I bought the Glexo, the door smash stuff, you know, bigger, mm-hmm. the Glexo tabs or whatever. And I used that several years ago. It took me a little while to get kind of used to it. But yeah, once I started using it for bigger door dents, it worked great. Glexo came out with the Hail set that came out. Yep. That was kind of a
money fucking set. Yeah, yeah.
Kind of money set. It was opened my eyes up. I never purchased that because I do more door dents. I do Hail, but
yeah.
But you know, I watched. You know, I talked to Matt Boy. Me and Matt Boy are friends. I've had him on my show. And,
yeah, he's a good chick.
And we I talked, like and he was telling me about the cold snap thing he could come out with that you could purchase at A1, by the way. And it
PDRtool.com.
And there are other products out that work just as good. You know, we can fair to say, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of good options.
Yes.
In that realm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's I bought this particular set and I love it, man. I've been fixing some Hail and it's. It speeds you up. I mean, if be truthful with it. Now, it's not going to fix deep.
It doesn't fix dents. Yeah. It's not the end of all.
It's not the end at all.
It will speed you up.
It's not going to fix the big sharp dent in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the rail, you know, the roll or whatever. And it's got, you know.
It has its limitations, but if you know how and when to use it, it's going to make you way more efficient.
I started the rail out with the cold glue. Obviously, that's what you do. Clean it real good. Put some alcohol on it.
Yeah.
Of course, I.
That's what I always. I'll do that. I'll go through and blend, knock down all the crowns, and then I'll go through and cold glue it, and then I'll blend again, and then whatever's left, you know, I mean. Use whatever glue tab you like, but I'm a little biased. I might use the Reaper tabs, you know. Everybody, pick your poison, people. Yeah. But
there's some great options out, but I love the Reapers, they're one of my favorites.
Yeah, yeah, there's plenty, there are tons of good options. Yeah. Tons of good options.
I'm gonna learn about them tomorrow.
Yeah, you did get a little handful, didn't you? Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know tomorrow.
Yeah, careful.
my hammer will put him to the test.
Oh yeah, wow.
It's kind of I know. Definitely talk about this hammer, this slide hammer. It's multi-use.
Yeah, yeah.
I've bought 20 of them since this one, but I keep going back to it.
Can you grab it? Yeah. I want everybody needs to see it. It's fucking gangster as hell.
Let's go to our comments. Let's see what we got
comments stacking up here.
Yeah.
Kane Bailey in the house. What's up, what up, Kane? What you been, man? Dude, it's been a while since I talked to him. Don't burn the shop down.
We won't.
That must be Tom.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
Starting 2016, crazy different. Yeah. Yeah, PDR College Podcast was shout huge, out to those guys. Dude. Shout out to Keith and Shane.
I listen to them.
We would definitely not be here if it wasn't for them. We got a Facebook user who just said six pack.
Oh shit! I bet damn.
We'll see. We'll see. We might that maybe the six pack will make an appearance.
Jack Bucknell.
Bucknell.
You know that guy.
Heard of them. So many dent nerd shirts. So many dent nerd shirts. So little time.
That's true.
Dent Reaper shirts. Oh, yeah, yeah. That was Stephen Dyke. Okay. So let's have a peep at this fucking slide hammer, dude.
Look at this.
Look at this thing. Can I hold all? Oh. God, it is so heavy. Holy shit. Look at this thing. So.
Look, it's actually a Mac slide hammer.
Look at the weld on that fucking thing.
Oh, I've broken it so many times.
That's mean, dude.
Yeah. Jesus.
The story is the year the glue system came out.
It looked like something from Saw.
What do you think this thing weighs?
I don't know.
I'm going to say 6 or 7 pounds, maybe only 5.
Oh my god, dude,
it's pretty heavy.
Yeah, I fucked that 8 pounds. Yeah.
The year of the glues.
So you got this weird rubber. What is this weird rubber on here? You gotta. I've been asked that question more times than I can count.
It softens the.
Yeah, softens the blow. Yeah,
but it also keeps your hand from getting pinched.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah, you don't nail it smacking. You know,
oh,
it's back in the day.
Dude, I've been there.
Back in the day, that damaged,
little purple line right there, buddy.
I did that to so many people. No one would ever use my hammer after they did that one time.
Right, I guarantee you. With that weight of that thing, that fucking rips your skin off, man. That is a
mean dude. So heavy. So solid.
I'm over there with my one of my.
So how old is this slide hammer?
The year that Glue Kits came out.
The Worth, right?
Yeah.
This is the Worth. This was from the Worth kit?
No, I bought that $400 Worth kit. Didn't know how to use it. That winter, sold it. And the next spring, we came out to work, and guys figured out how to glue cold. And I wasn't going to spend $400 again, so I found that on a tool truck used for $20.
This thing is hollow, and it is still so heavy.
It
blows my mind that this is hollow. Like,
I mean, I'm saying use that for tags, but look at the edge of a fender or something. Like.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Multi-use, man. That's what I'm saying.
It's like an edgy hooker.
Like an edgy hooker with.
Like an edgy hooker fucked a slide hammer.
What was the big heavy
slide I wonder hammer? How much you charge.
The Kiwi slide hammer. That
oh, yeah, yeah. That's still a thing.
Yeah.
Those things are heavy as hell. This is from Mac. Dude, it has.
It's a Mac slide hammer.
It's a this Mac from slide
Mac? Holy shit.
That needs to go
shit.
In the museum, dude.
How much?
Yeah. I'd be lost.
Billy, how much money do you think this tool made you?
I don't want to think about it. I'd start crying.
Six figures, probably.
I don't have it.
Says we all.
Yeah.
Some stripper named Butt Plug Barbie got it.
God love her.
Have mercy on her. She brought so much joy to so many people.
Oh no! I'll tell you what this is. It's it's pre-dent knock days.
Oh wow!
Because that's what we did until those days, and then that when them videos came out, it made me reflect.
Dent knock.
Yeah, let's go into that.
The old
what's
dent
knock?
Let's go
videos.
Into that.
But
the .com was there?
No. The old videos making fun of how, like, you know,
popcorn.
No, you're thinking of those were Hayes Freeman.
Talking about how, you know, we're making all this money and going to go to the casino tonight. Hey, will you loan me, $500? I paid my truck payment. I need gas money to get to the storm. You know,
right.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, they're like, crudely animated.
Yes.
Yeah.
That hammer is pre-dent donk.
Okay.
Dent donk.
Donk. Oh, I remember
dent
that.
Yeah. Donk.
How? What are the percentages?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But those videos opened my eyes up to how I was living.
Yeah.
Those are brilliant. Those are fucking brilliant.
You're like, that's me.
I've got some really nice tools in my van now. But I just can't let go of that hammer. I got used to it.
No, man. This thing is fucking
awesome. Once you
awesome
get something, I mean, you know, once you get something used to
I'm not kidding. I won't buy this from
you. No, it's not
for sale.
It's just
multi.
It's multi.
That's the best tool ever when it's not for sale.
I'll sell my dog, but not my hammer.
We should have done a test with the Reaper tab.
I've already
seen these guys crying about they broke a tab that they've been using for 6 months. But,
oh yeah,
there's that.
I break six tabs a day with that thing.
I bet you do.
I've only made.
And you've never used the Reaper tab,
no.
Just for clarification. No. Okay, people. Everybody, calm down. Maybe a lighter slide hammer. Okay.
Now, Billy, what, tell us all the states that you've been to. Like, whereabouts, I mean, through your career.
Since 1994, what states haven't you
been? I have not been in Maine, Vermont, Connecticut.
East Coast.
Or New Hampshire, sorry. Mm-hmm. And then Washington and Oregon.
That's just it? The corners?
Wow. That's it.
You fix hail in California?
Yeah.
I've been every my God.
Bitch, dude. Have you been out of the country?
Mexico and Canada.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's it. Mm. Had a few opportunities to go overseas or go Australia. Had heart problems. I in the hospital, couldn't do it.
Yeah. It was gangster at the top of the list.
Then
he played his own shit and went something like this.
Going to a hill.
This motherfucker fixed hail in like 40 plus states.
That's fucking insane, dude.
God, that is insane. Damn.
A little bit everywhere.
Yeah.
Some of the places I don't.
I've been to like five.
Right?
Oh my God.
I've been to Iowa and.
I have been to Iowa. Shout outs to Iowa Dent Solutions, Ron and Amanda Christensen. Oh, making dents flat again. Let's go.
Love it. Love it.
Don't you love that? Mm-hmm. Making dents flat again.
I fucking love that shit.
Good people. Good fucking people. You get a chance to work for them, run. Don't walk.
Right. Take it. I love Iowa. I've worked there. I've had some good experiences there.
It's hot.
Yeah. It gets cold, too.
Yes.
I worked the storm in the fall one time, and it got shorts to winter coats within a week. So.
You know, Kane says he's been flying on the radar. Stefan Esch says his Morgan knocker has bitten me.
Again.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
Sorry about that.
There we go.
Yeah.
It happened.
Touched the wrong button.
I changed subject because we're having this great conversation with Billy. Where the fuck is Bucknell and Armijo? I mean, I'm sorry, Armijo.
Armijo. Yeah, you know, they're probably busy making money.
Yeah.
Bucknell was like, oh, I'm drinking margaritas. I'm drinking margaritas. I can't make it. I'm so... Oh, tough shit.
Tough being Ric Flair.
Woo! Oh, you know what? We did not start the show with "Can I Get a Jack Buck Now?"
Damn it! Sorry, Jack.
I ruined it. Oh, we lost everybody when we fucking.
Yeah, nobody's watching us now.
We got one person.
Got
one guy watching. That's all right. That's all right.
It's okay.
We'll post it on on the Apple Podcast and what's it called?
Spotify.
Yeah.
And then iHeartRadio. Yeah, we do it all, man.
It's all over.
We're fucking dinner. We'll
figure it out.
Do it all.
Figure it out.
Yeah. Well,
don't ask me. This is all new to me.
Bill, you're a dent nerd now, so.
I already thought I was.
No, oh, you were. You were.
You guys were talking about dent nerds, and I thought, who are you talking about?
We're all dent nerds at heart.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the other interesting thing. Like, I was asking you about this, that, and the other, and you're like, you don't listen to podcasts at all.
No.
So, and you're not on the face.
I'm on Facebook, but I don't.
Kind of out of the
loop. I'm totally out of the loop.
You're looking at your cousin's kids fucking graduating from fucking.
Man, I'm usually looking at chicks in G strings or something. You know, like I've been in a bunch of fucked up groups.
Yeah, he's like, I got invited to the wrong groups. Yeah.
I can tell you this though, and I can attest it. Most guys, everybody knows who Billy is. They do. They say, "Oh, I know Billy Dawson." Oh yeah, Billy's well known.
Yeah.
He just doesn't get out. He don't get out on Facebook.
He's not digitally.
No, I just
known.
I'll go through Facebook just to find something to laugh at. And then,
well, you fixed fucking dents in 40 plus states.
That's fucking impressive.
So yeah, obviously a bunch of motherfuckers know who you are.
All I do is work every day, all day. Usually listen to Howard Stern or some Pantera or something.
Yeah, you do XM.
Yeah, yeah.
So you do Howard Stern while you're working?
Yeah.
All right. So yeah. I do a lot of Joe Rogan.
Oh, do you?
and or
I'm not
our and or PDR podcast. Yeah. So like Ginger Bros, yeah, or
Ginger Bros
Gent Digest. Have you heard of that?
Dude, I don't even know
how. Have you heard of podcast? Do you know who Mike Toledo is?
Yeah, I know who he is.
All right, yeah. All right.
Some of these guys are Facebook famous. So.
All right. Fair enough.
Billy did attend MTE last year. I was really surprised. Yeah. I was in the we were outside at the bar, you know, that pool bar.
Yeah, pool bar.
Billy sitting there just chilling, posted up, and I was like, "Holy shit, it's Billy!"
Oh, that's my second one. Yeah. I went to the one.
That was your second MTE.
Yeah, I went to
since
one
since 1994.
Yeah, there was one in Clearwater.
That was the pre Orlando.
Yeah. I've heard good things about Clearwater.
I'm from St. Pete.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love that fucking area, dude.
Yep.
That's why
we might have to. We'll have a little offline conversation about that.
They had a get together down there that I missed, of course. And
hey, you were there.
Yeah, I was in spirit. Yeah. Yep. That's where Kevin lives.
I'm usually in Florida when it's going on, but I'm busy fishing or something.
Yeah. Too busy to go hang out with dent guys.
I mean, come on,
dude. Dent guys are my favorite fucking people.
I love a lot like, of them.
My wife, my daughter, dent guys. Like, the best fucking people.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Ever.
I remember taking Danielle for the first time. I was like, hey, babe, we're going to go to Florida, but we're not going to do anything cool like the beach or anything. We are going to do something cool. We're going to go to MTE. She's like, okay, let's do it. And she goes and she makes friends with everybody. They loved her more than they loved me. And it was great. So
weird.
Yeah, weird.
I wonder how that happened.
So she became a dent diva, you know.
She is a dent diva.
Yeah.
It happens. You gotta love Danielle.
She's a fun lady. Love her.
And Sally too.
She's got big shit happening too, and I'll tell y'all not tonight, but I'll tell y'all another time. But she's got some big shit happening.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And yeah. God bless all the dent wives. Like,
fuck yeah.
They put
Sally,
up so much crap.
I found out today that a movie star signed my paycheck.
Oh, you didn't know?
No, I had no idea.
You didn't know?
I told you I'm out of the loop.
More cougars have flicked their fucking bean to this security guard.
I'm going to tell everybody. You know what I did last couple months? I was hanging out with a TV star. TV star. His name's Tyler Posey. Google him. Hanging out with that dude. That dude was cool as shit, man. He was Teen Wolf in MTV.
That's
Teen
funny.
Wolf series.
My first MTE, I did MTE Cribs.
So I go, well, listen, I go to Match. I go to Match Cigar Bar. Normally hanging out. I go there on Friday. And the guys that work there, this guy named Tyler Posey, he's very famous. He has 8 million followers on Instagram. He's freaking super famous. He comes in, kind of famous. He comes in, and he's smoking cigars. He's keeping to himself. Nice guy. And they told him about the small things that I'm doing in the acting world. And I went up to him. They say, hey, Mike, we introduced you to Tyler. And I'm like, hey, Tyler, how you doing, man? They were like, Tyler goes, dude, that's cool, man. Like, he checked the trailer out of the Pure and Damned. I'm like, damn. He's like, we had a conversation. Nice guy. So we met up, like, several times since then, and met Danielle. He loved everybody at Match. He just got away from Louisville and the movie scene. And just to tell you all who's in he was filming a movie called Queen of the Ring. I don't know when it'll come out. It's about the first woman wrestler in the 40s, blah, blah. Well, Martin Cove came in with him one night. You know who Martin Cove is? Okay. Karate Kid. Remember?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The
Cobra Kai, the old guy, played the John Kreese. He's Kreese.
Yeah.
He came in to a Match, and you talking about mouse drop, dude. Like, this is freaking John Kreese from Cobra Kai, the new, the old Karate Kid new show.
Oh, yeah.
He came in with him. He came in with a
sweep the fucking leg, bitch.
Introduced me to a girl. He introduced me to this lady that came in one night. She was hanging out with him, and she's like one of the best stunt doubles in the world. She does Marvel, Walking Dead. She was in Paris. She came in to Match. Came to the cigar bar and hung out,
Dang.
So, yeah, it was cool, man. Last couple month and a half, we've been kicking it with some celebs, So
now you're fucking slumming with John and Billy. Sorry, bud.
Priorities, baby. Priorities. I'm a dent nerd for life. whole life.
I'm blushing. I don't even know what to say right now. You be hanging out with somebody.
But anyways, I have done no acting this summer. Let me tell you why.
Hey, just autograph my paycheck.
I haven't done any acting. I've had to turn down some stuff, but you know why? It's because it's hail season. Tough. Hail season's tough.
Oh, you think you make good money, Tom Cruise? Hot out here on the hail trail. Mission possible, bitch.
Brandon Peterson told me there's two kinds of debt guys. There's rich debt guys and there's good debt guys.
Nice.
Look, I've got like ones and oh, there's 120 there.
There you go.
Yeah. Shit, man.
Fuck, you know.
How many strippers?
All my money goes to
name.
Billy, tell us a story. I want enough about yeah. all that other stuff.
Give us a crazy fucking story.
Just on the road.
Oh, I've been very hailed since years. I have
just
crazy
something
stories.
Will get you.
You've been pushing 29. Give me one from the first three.
Oh, those were rough days.
Give me one of them.
Shit.
That's what everybody wants to hear.
Yeah, that stuff don't happen, man.
We want to hear about your that stuff don't happen. You know how good it is when he immediately denies it before.
No. We just work 16 right. hours a day, 7 days a week.
We might stop
and go to church on Sunday.
I got an idea. Why don't you tell me a story that another dead guy has told you?
There we go. There we go.
Oh shit, the cops are here.
The party bus is here. Literally a party bus just dropped. That's not good.
I don't know what happens in Vegas State in Vegas, didn't it?
I guess so.
I don't want to get nobody in trouble.
No story. Well, you don't have to name no name.
No name, bro.
Yeah, I guess not. Oh, we've all lived it. We've all seen it.
All right. I'm good stories. I'm going to tell a story.
I've got old and boring.
The last time I was here. 2 years ago?
2 years
2021. Ago. 2021, yeah. So the last time I was here, I was at, me and Bucknell were here pushing hail. This was not
in existence. Yeah.
The beautiful shop it is today. Tom has nice. Done an amazing job yeah. on that.
You had to take a flashlight because I came here to see the car park.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how dark it was. Man. It was all black walls and no lighting.
So we're getting towards the end of my stay. And, or actually not really. I had another week left on the schedule, but it was the weekend and there was a little lull in the workflow. So I was like, Jack, we're going out. We went out, got a nice dinner. We ended up at an establishment.
We had spoken for about
gentlemen.
Okay. This is a different story.
An establishment for gentlemen.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, it came to the point of the night, and they said, "You gentlemen have all got to leave."
Oh, okay.
So this gentleman's establishment is closing. We're outside. We're waiting for the Uber.
We've been told we had to leave, but it wasn't because it was closing.
Oh, I thought you didn't have any stories, Billy. Nothing happened.
Nothing.
Anyway, we're waiting for the Uber. It's a fucking scooter on the ground. You know, those,
yeah. Bird pickup scooter.
It's a bird scooter.
Whatever.
Not related to Kevin Bird.
No.
But so cool. I scanned the fucking thing with my phone and I figure out how to get this bitch started. And I'm zipping up and down the block having the time of my life. Woo! Just fucking
hauling ass. And
so I'm coming down the road and there's a building here and a driveway here. And this driveway is the parking lot for the establishment that we're at. Somebody happened to be pulling out as I was pulling, flying down, and I almost fucking hit this truck. But I swerved. I missed it. But I went over the handlebars of my scooter. And
done that before.
Little fucking rolled. And the last thing I remember is Bucknell goes, "Holy shit, dude. Are you okay?"
No.
That's the last thing I remember. The next day, I wake up. The sheets are fucking stuck to my hand. From the road rash. And I.
That's horrible.
Ripped them off.
Oh, nothing worse than road rash.
Dude, oh, it was. My fucking wrist was fucked.
Yeah.
Fucked.
Not feeling good at all.
I went to the fucking CVS, got a wrist brace. I came here to this fucking shop. I pushed a fucking Subaru deck lid that looked like fucking
just hammered hell.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. I pushed that fucking deck lid. And the time that fucking, I think Jack finished the whole rest of the car.
Like, okay, John.
I don't remember exactly how much was
done. Did you left-handed or right? I mean,
but you're right. I was right-handed, and my right hand, I think my right hand was the one that got fucked up.
So left hand didn't work?
I did both.
That's tough.
I did both, but it was, dude, every push was like,
that's tough.
And yeah, it was bad. And so that was actually the night we fucking went down to your place.
Yep. They
wouldn't hang out and match. And I was like, I think I'm done. I'm like, well, we'll see what happens. We're going to go down and hang out with Gladwell. I'll give this a day off. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, I was like, yeah, fuck that. I'm out.
Yeah, it was bad.
So I loaded up my tools, went to the hotel. Like, oh, I'll get a fresh start in the morning. When I walked out in the morning, I walked out of my hotel, the fucking topper glass was open on my truck, and there was a fucking hole ripped out of it. That's what I walked out to. So I'm like, oh, fuck. I look in the back of my truck, everything gone.
Yep.
Like, son of a fuck. Awesome.
Yep. You got.
So I screamed, dude. I screamed so fucking loud, standing in the back of my truck. And then it was whatever, like 6 a.m. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to finish my coffee, have a smoke, go inside, tell the front desk what happens. They call the cops. And they're like, we're going to send the maintenance guy out to show you where the cameras are.
Okay.
So when I walked out, on the other side of my truck, I see one tool laying by my right rear tire.
Mm.
Like, okay. Well, there's one. Not as bad as I thought. I bend down, I pick it up. And when I bend down, I see in the bushes, I had a Pro PDR Solutions A-frame. And that thing was laying in there. And I'm like, oh,
thank God. These worthless tools. just leave them in the woods.
Yeah. Well, something must have spooked them, because everything, like, all I had, all my drills, batteries, everything.
Yeah.
Everything was in the bushes.
Well, that's fortunate.
Spread out. I don't think I lost a single thing.
That's fucking great, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it worked out.
I've been lucky. I've never had anything. I've seen cars broke into hotels I've been at.
Yeah. That happens, man. That'll fucking devastate you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
If someone that had, you know, of course, my shop got broke into. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that. And fucking guy, only thing he stole was 2 TVs and a transit van.
No, I can remember back in the day when
we were covering the transit van, but
just 2 cars, yeah. Just 2 TVs.
Well,
and
I mean,
car.
My tools were still there, so I could still work. So I was like, okay, no, he did still
back
do
in
good.
The day, man. The
he stole hard up that winter.
He stole
a trifecta.
Yeah. Trifecta took it. Looks cool. He thought it was a grill, probably.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what this is, but it's got to be more fun.
Those guys would go try to pawn their tools, and pawn shops wouldn't take them.
Yeah, they wouldn't. They're worthless. I mean, the TVs in my shop were worth more to them than the, you know, the 10 grand worth of tools sitting there in the shop. You know, Well, I'm glad you got your tools back, John. But you know what? I'm sure what made this story better is when you came down to Jeffersonville, Indiana.
Oh, my God.
We made it all better, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do.
That's, I don't know. Listen, I know that town through you. So probably most people are not going to have as good of an experience as I had. But God damn, we had fun.
We had a good night. That was fun. Yeah.
That was troopers,
man. Drove all the way down.
That was so much fun.
Oh yeah.
So much fun. Yeah. Can't wait to get back. Can't wait to get back.
For sure.
Tell those nice folks at Match. I said that.
They're doing good. They're doing great. They're
a smoked old fashioned.
They miss
you. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we?
Well, we got two got people.
We're a little over an hour.
Yeah.
Is there anything we missed? Need to cover?
No. I think we've covered it. Billy, you got anything you want to say?
Don't have any hypothetical stories.
Knowledge bombs. Want to get some young guys? Want to get some knowledge bombs?
All I ever did was work, man.
All right. Well, yeah.
That's all I'm doing now.
Yeah, like it's cool. 7 days a week. You know what? You know, like, Stern fans. What do they call them? They
have the whack pack.
The whack pack. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We call our fans the chimneys because they love having smoke being blown up their asses. All I did was work.
Well, I'm going to say something in the show, and I'm going to tell you something. I've known this guy for 15 years, and. If you're in a hailstorm, you need a guy. You need to hire this dude. This guy here will tell you how it fucking is. That's what I love about you, Billy. You tell it how it fucking is. No bullshit. He does great work and shows up and does what he needs to do. And that's – what else can you ask for? You know? Yeah.
I mean, I've known him for 2 hours. I'll fucking vouch for him.
He didn't know what a reaper tag was. That's okay. We still love you.
I've heard of the reaper. I see the only word.
That's all right. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
All right.
One step at a time. One step at a time. All right, y'all. I think that's it.
Let's close it up.
Is that it? All right, motherfuckers.
Keep it fucking nerdy.
Keep it nerdy. Where I don't know where the
hey. The see outro. You guys tomorrow night. RWO 9 p.m. Eastern Standard.
RWO tomorrow night, Kevin Bird. Oh yeah, it's gonna be a good one. You got the 5 stupid questions?
Yeah, I'll get it. I will not disappoint. Kevin Bird's answered.
I always nail it.
Kevin Bird's answered 5 stupid questions like 3 or 4 times. But sorry, Kevin, you're gonna do it again.
Yeah, well,
there's tons of questions.
If there's one kind of question Kevin knows how to answer. Mm-hmm.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends, join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.